People are talking.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. As the markets go, yesterday stunk. Losses across the board, values going back a dozen or more years. Enough. It's a new day, and a gabfest has commenced. President Obama is looking ahead with his stimulus package, one that he hopes will be a reversal of fallout. The near $800 billion law of the land has gotten criticism from across the aisle for its uber spending, yet the president presses on with a message of hope and immediacy.
I can say that 14 days after I signed our Recovery Act into law, we are seeing shovels hit the ground.
Mr. Obama says a couple hundred highway construction projects will start in the next few weeks, and he says the number of jobs that will be created or saved in the highway building program will top the number of workers let go in the last 3 years by Ford, Chrysler, and GM combined. Well, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke calls the economic recovery package ambitious, but he says there's a lot of uncertainty that surrounds it, and it'll be up to the American people to decide what to do with any tax cuts that are included.
Households confronted with declining incomes and limited access to credit might be expected to spend most of their tax cuts. But then again, heightened economic uncertainties and the desire to increase precautionary saving or pay down debt might reduce households' propensity to spend.
Bernanke continues to testify this morning about financial policy, and no doubt a new $200 billion Fed program will come up, one that's being launched today. It boosts the availability of credit to consumers and small businesses for cars, education, credit cards, and other things. Did you hear me say credit cards? Yeah, there's also, before that Senate Banking Committee today, look at regulations and what they can do to curb skyrocketing credit card bills and mortgages. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
The committee wants to revamp our country's regulatory system so it better serves you. Senator Chris Dodd chairs the banking committee. He's introduced legislation to protect credit card users against things like retroactive interest rate hikes and sudden changes to their terms. Steve Bartlett's with the Financial Services Roundtable. He says gaps in credit card regulation are characteristic of our entire system.
We right now have a regulatory structure that is a series of pillars with nothing in between, so we have to close those gaps so that the entire system is connected.
Bartlett says the government also needs legislation to better protect investors and homebuyers. He rejects criticism that an efficient market requires less regulation.
So a better financial system and consumer protection go hand in hand. They're not at odds.
Bartlett says he'd like to see regulation that's consistent across every state. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
While it's still early, there's the smell of a rebound, if only a small one, in the air. The Dow is up by more than 0.5% at this hour, 40 points. NASDAQ up more than 0.5%, as is the S&P 500 market. Asian markets closed down for the most part. Hong Kong shares lost more than 2.25%. European markets are mixed at this hour. London's FTSE, coming off of a big loss yesterday, is down by more than 2%. CAC 40 and DAX shares are slightly higher. The National Association of Realtors says pending American home sales sank to a new record low in January. That report out this morning. And struggling big bank Citigroup announced a plan to help homeowners who have been laid off work. The bank says it'll lower mortgage payments for some homeowners to an average of $500 a month for the next 3 months.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
There's likely to be more bad news out of Detroit today. American carmakers released their sales figures from last month, and analysts expect February to be even worse than January. That month was the worst in decades. And no one knows more about just how bad the car business is these days than dealerships. Some of them are finding that the used car business is helping them get through this economic fallout. David Chong reports.
Carbon fiber, got the mini battery.
Luis Rodriguez is shopping for cars.
What's the asking price?
But he's not looking at any shiny new models. He thinks he'll get more value with something slightly used.
I don't like buying brand new just because of the the price itself, you know. You know, if you buy mildly used, somebody already took the hit for it, you know, the depreciation money.
New car sales are on a dramatic downward slide, from around 16 million in 2007 to about 13 million in 2008. And it looks like things will get worse before they get better. With fewer people looking for new cars, dealers are depending on customers like Rodriguez to help them get through this slump. Don Herring Jr. owns three Mitsubishi dealerships in the Dallas metro area.
In 2001, we sold almost 10 new cars to every used car, and now we're selling 3 to 4 used cars to every new car. So the market has changed towards used cars like the rest of the country.
Herring says he's devoting more space on his lot for used cars. In fact, he's sending buyers out to auctions 3 times a week to snap up more of them. There just aren't enough trade-ins to keep up with demand. And he says he often can make more profit per used car sale than with new cars.
Used cars are still unique. It's probably the only one exactly like that, with that exact condition, those exact miles. And so it makes it a little bit more of a true market, a true free market.
Compare that with new cars. Herring says he's stuck with about a 2% profit margin, and that's when the economy is good. But used car sales won't save all dealerships. The problem remains with new cars. Sales are expected to drop to around 10 million this year. Sampac owns 3 Ford dealerships in Dallas.
If the industry stays at 10 million, we have major issues facing us. And those major issues would be too many manufacturers and too many dealers.
Pack says some dealerships will close, but he believes his experience and Texans' love affair with cars will keep his business running. In Dallas, I'm David Chong for Marketplace.
Toyota's financing unit is in talks with a Japanese government-backed bank. The company hasn't provided details, but NHK reports that Toyota's auto loan unit is seeking a loan of about $2 billion. Numbers up at this hour, under 0.5%. Numbers, of course, at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.